I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The man who ruled Egypt with an iron fist for three decades, thanks in part to U.S. support, is set to go on trial tomorrow. Hosni Mubarak is charged with corruption and ordering the killing of demonstrators during the 18-day uprising that toppled his regime. The prosecution wants the death penalty. The trial will take place on the outskirts of Cairo, at a police academy originally named after Mubarak. The man who will defend the former dictator is no stranger to controversy or to public pressure, as the world's Matthew Bell reports.
Farid El-Dib was a household name in Egypt long before he agreed to defend ex-President Mubarak. El-Dib is a celebrity lawyer, and he looks the part. He's known for his trademark cigar, his silver tongue, and his sense of humor. And Egyptians are well aware of El-Dib's professional reputation.
If I would like to describe him in just one phrase, he's the lawyer who is willing to defend the devil.
Mustafa Kamal Al-Sayed is a political scientist at Cairo University. He says El-Dib's previous clients include an alleged Israeli spy and the suspected murderer of a Lebanese pop star.
Farid El-Dib is the kind of lawyer that would be willing to accept any case, even though the morality of the defense seems questionable by the public opinion.
Public opinion in post-revolutionary Egypt is complicated and fluid, but when it comes to the former dictator, there's a thirst for revenge on the part of some Egyptians who suffered dearly under Mubarak and his allies. Ulfat Mohammed camped out in Tahrir Square to demand justice for her son, Islam. She says the second-year law student was shot in the neck during anti-government demonstrations on January 28th. And he died 3 days later. Mohammed says she wants revenge. Mubarak is a liar, she says. He's in the hospital now, but he's not sick. And his lawyer, Farid El-Dib, he's a liar too. If this trial doesn't go forward, people will be furious and there will be chaos. Bahaeddin Abu Shoka says he feels the pain of those who lost loved ones during the revolution. And that's one reason why he turned down an offer from Hosni Mubarak and his family to represent them in court.
Hosni Mubarak wanted to hire you.
Yes. He speak with me and all his family. But I refused this.
Abu Shoka says he also refused the job because of politics. In addition to being a lawyer, he's an opposition party leader. Abu Shoka says Farid El-Dib has a very difficult job ahead of him. El-Dib is a friend and a colleague, Abu Shoka says, but I want to remind people that he is also a lawyer who is doing his job. It's not up to the defense attorney to decide the case. That's the judge's job, he says. However they feel about Hosni Mubarak, most Egyptians understand that the ex-president deserves a fair trial and a good lawyer, says Mustafa Kamal Al-Sayed of Cairo University. And well before the trial started, he points out, El-Dib was at work defending his client.
He was quite daring to say in defense of President Hosni Mubarak that he supported the revolution from the first day. I guess one needs fertile imagination to come up with an argument like this.
In interviews, El-Dib has said that Mubarak told state-run media outlets during the early days of the revolution to put anti-government demonstrators on the air. 2 weeks ago, a leaked transcript of an interrogation session with Mubarak appeared. According to the document, the ex-president said he never ordered police to fire on demonstrators. Mubarak also told interrogators he's not guilty of corruption. El-Dib has continuously raised the issue of Mubarak's health. He has said the 83-year-old is weak from not eating and incapable of appearing in a Cairo courtroom. And besides, Mubarak's lawyer has even suggested the man is innocent. In a TV appearance last month, Farid El-Dib said Hosni Mubarak told him that what's at stake in this case are matters of Egypt's national security. And even though revealing certain state secrets would show that he's innocent, Mubarak's lawyer said the former president would rather keep quiet. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Cairo.